It's that time of the program for MI Tech News. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of that service, is with us on the line, this time from Grand Rapids. He made it through the through the elements to be in his is it your hometown, Mike?
That is, actually. We're families getting together tomorrow to do a brunch buffet kind of thing.
And I got it.
So I'm over here for that, where there's 18 inches of snow on the ground, and it's snowing as we speak.
Oh, yes. So, lake effect snow means you've got snow pretty much all winter long over there.
Oh, God, I couldn't believe how bad the roads were over here. I'm driving around. I needed a plow on the front of my car, I think.
Well, I have not very pleasant memories of that side of the state. I spun off the road into a snowbank and rolled over on our side when we were coming back from a concert late one snowy night in Grand Rapids. So it's an unfond memory I have of the highways out there. In any case, let's talk about something maybe a little more interesting, and that is your MI Tech News headlines. And let's see, this week, there's a report out that says the advanced statistical analysis shows no evidence of systematic tampering in the Michigan election. Hoorah!
Yeah, Anderson Economic Group out of East Lansing, that's Patrick Anderson, everybody knows Patrick. They did a study using their various analytic techniques and looked at all the possible variables. I read the report. I can't say I can explain it as well as they can. But essentially what they came down to with the conclusion was there wasn't anything that really jumped out at them, like mm-hmm. there was any irregularities.
Right.
So they're saying everything was pretty much normal.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. And it also kind of supports the fact that we really didn't need it in the state of Michigan. One of your other headlines is that Amazon made its first successful commercial drone delivery. Ta-da! Not in the United States, but in merry old England.
Yeah, well, you can do more over there. The FAA has got everything pretty tight over here.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon did a test over there, and it was at a fulfillment facility near Cambridge, England.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the video, which is on my website. And it was over the horizon. It was beyond line of sight, all the stuff that violates FAA rules. But it successfully, I was amazed that it delivered a 5-pound package. I didn't think you could do that with drones. So I watched the whole process where the guy went online and he clicked the button and he asked for the delivery and he got it like in 15 minutes, 20 minutes or something like that. And everything worked just fine.
So Mike, let me stop you for just a second so our listeners catch this. You actually have a link at mitechnews.com under the story. You have a video link so people can watch this.
So they can take a look at themselves. Bear in mind that I don't think that the fulfillment facility and the guy were that far apart.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to walk, you got to walk before you run, kind of thing.
Sure.
And they really believe this is the way to go for the future. Now, whether it's the way to go, the United States is entirely different because the FAA regs here are much, much stricter than they are mm-hmm. in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've already had some problems with drones and planes and things like that. And as a matter of fact, I know you have a monthly special report on drone law on your M-Square TechCasts.
Yep. Enrico was just on, Enrico Schaefer from Drone Law Pro in Traverse City, was just on a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's thinking about buying a drone for Christmas, you really ought to listen to what he has to say, because it's not as simple as buying it and then sending it aloft. There are a lot of things you have to know before you can do that will keep you out of trouble, because the FAA is not going to take too kindly if you do bad things. I mean, for instance,
Absolutely.
You can't go above 400 feet. You have to always have your eyes literally on it. It can't go beyond your eye of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And you got to have it registered. You got to have numbers on it in case there's an incident, so the FAA can track you down. And they will come down on you because they're looking to make examples of people who break the laws to scare everybody else, right?
Shane, you had a question?
I was going to say, 400 feet is quite high. I mean, we took a drone up 400 feet right at the end of the summer, and you can't even see the drone anymore, 400 feet.
Good grief.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
And at least in theory, you're supposed to be able to see the drone.
Yeah.
So anything beyond that is against the rules. It's a lot stricter in the United States than it is in other parts of the world.
You know, Mike, Cal, the last time you were talking about when you open up your presents on Christmas Day or whenever you happen to open up your presents, and you want to just get your hands on it and get it flying in this particular case.
Oh, yeah. You know, you always...
Put the brakes on.
Yeah, put the brakes on long enough to make sure the proper security is put in place, make sure that...
Shane shaking his head.
You followed the instructions, that sort of thing. And, yeah, Shane...
I'm saying launch it, baby, launch it.
Well, but, number one, you got to get it registered, because if you fly it without being registered, that's a fine. Yeah. If you fly it near an airport, that's a fine.
Oh, that's,
if you fly it above 400 feet, that's a fine. So, I mean, last winter, or last holiday season, we sold like 600,000 drones. I think we're going to do better than that this year.
Do you sell drones at the store, Shane?
No, we don't. But we might.
Might start picking it up. I don't know if this fits in with what we've been talking about, but Michigan companies are assessing cannabis market in our fair state here. Across the nation as well.
Right. Supported Intelligence, which is a company that's part of the Anderson Economic Group, did a study on this. This is actually the second annual study. And whether you support the whole idea of smoking or not, if you legalize it, you're looking at tremendous revenues, $24 billion across the country.
We're talking just about marijuana, folks, by the way. If you don't understand what cannabis is, that's
cannabis,
marijuana.
Yeah, that's they call it lots of names, but cannabis is the legal name.
Yep.
And Michigan alone, they think they could do $1 billion worth of sales, generate $225 million in tax revenue. But then there's a lot of issues, philosophical issues that go well beyond, you know, just whether you're going to make money and make tax money. You know, a lot of people just don't like the idea that people are legally smoking pot.
A lot of people would be flying but at 400 feet, but not off the ground.
That's it. Yeah. So, well, interesting study. Yeah. You can find that at MI Tech News, too, if you want to read the rest of the
All right. That's
yeah.
there. So those are three examples of headlines that are available for you at MI Tech News. And again, Mike, how do people who are listening right now, how would they tap into that resource?
Really simple, www.mitechnews.com. Sign up. We have newsletters that go out twice a week. We have audio. We have video. Gosh, the only thing we don't have is print. I gave up print many years ago. But other than that, we got everything else covered. However you want your news, that's the way we'll get it to you.
I'm so sorry to hear that you gave up print, because I was looking forward to seeing you, Mike, coming down my street on a bicycle with a bag over your shoulder, flinging that copy right up on my front porch.
I did that when I was 11. I delivered the Grand Rapids Press when I was 11, you
there
know?
There you go.
So, a long time ago. That was just 3 or 4 years ago. I'm a young prodigy here.
Mike, hey, just quickly, we have mentioned when we had Dan Lauren on the air with us, he's going to be your guest on Monday on M Squared TechCast, and that is a podcast that you put together through the Podcast Detroit Network. So how can people tune into that live, and how can they get hold of the podcast?
Well, it's just podcastdetroit.com, so www.podcastdetroit.com. We're on Matt Rausch, my old nemesis. Him and I are now partnered. we're together from 3 to 4 every Monday. In fact, this is our last show of the year. We're both taking simultaneous vacations. I'm heading to Florida on February 27th, and Matt is going north to Traverse City. I think I'm getting the better deal here, but that's Matt. And then it's available on demand easily. You can find it at Podcast Detroit, or you can find it at mitechnews.com. And on Wednesday, we put out a podcast newsletter that features our audio
there
and
you
video.
Go. So mitechnews.com is a great source for all of this merriment. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. A very Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and a good New Year. We'll see you in 2017 then.
Absolutely. Yeah, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News. He's about to take off there. He's going to be glad to get out of Grand Rapids and all the snow there.